Hello, it's Tuesday, November the 23rd, and we begin today chapter 64, and we're going to look at the first five verses. And it begins, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence." At the end of chapter 63, we were looking at it yesterday, there was a prayer that God would indeed come down and revisit his people that Abraham and Israel wouldn't even recognize anymore. But here is a prayer for God to come in blessing and to come in revival. This was a text that was used a great deal during the Great Awakening in the late 1730s and early 1740s under the ministry of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitfield and John Wesley and others. My grandfather on my father's side was old enough to remember the revival that took place in Wales in 1904. Hundreds of thousands of people came to saving faith in a matter of a few short months. And many of the church buildings in Wales that you can see and sadly now are empty, and some of them are personal dwelling places for people these days. But they were built to accommodate the sheer numbers of Christians that came into existence in the 1904 revival. "Or that you would rend the heavens and come down." And in these first five verses, the prophet describes what that might look like and what the effect of that. It's a prayer for 2021. Oh, that God would rend the heavens and come down, to poke a hole, as it were, in the heavens and to manifest himself in all of his greatness and glory by the power of the Holy Spirit and revive his waning church. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.